I'm Andrea Bernstein with John Hockenberry. Firecrackers sounding as Sri Lankans in the capital of Colombo celebrated the end to the nation's 26-year civil war. Sri Lanka's army says it's defeated the Tamil Tigers, who waged a fierce battle for a homeland within Sri Lanka. The government is expected to formally announce it has beaten the Tigers today. Not everyone, though, is celebrating. Joining us right now in studio is Ahilan Kadergamer. He's a spokesman with the Sri Lankan Democracy Forum, a diaspora network pushing for a political solution in Sri Lanka. So what are you feeling today?
On the one hand, there is relief that the war is over. The tremendous civilian suffering, the number of deaths, hundreds of people dying, all that has come to an end. But I'm not sure that this is a time for celebration. I think it's a time for deep reflection. This war went on for 25 years. It didn't have to happen. We could have resolved this politically before this.
Helen, I want you to listen to some sound that we heard earlier this morning that I'm sure you can do a better job of placing in context, because it's very emotional. It's clearly someone who is associated with the Tamil Tigers responding to reports that the Tamil Tiger leader is dead.
I don't know if it's true, but I'm speechless. We are not fighting for anything else. We just fought for basic rights. We never got it. We struggled for 26 years. I really want to go back and fight and die. I'll be proud if I do that.
That is an incredible piece of emotional sound as a result of this 26-year ending of the battle, which suggests that there's a lot that remains to be done here.
True. You know, people have died on all sides. So it's also a time of reflection, as I mentioned, or mourning for all the people who have died with the war. But it's also important to, you know, within the Tamil community, to have a reflective dialogue as to what went wrong. You know,
What do you think went wrong?
I think, you know, taking the path of armed struggle was a major mistake. Now over 100,000 people have died in this war, and we have nothing to show for. And if the Tamil community, and I'm talking about a dialogue within the Tamil community, if we had reflected on this, if we had held the Tigers to account, we may not have gone this direction. And here I think even the Tamil diaspora has to take responsibility in some form, because the LTT supporters within the diaspora, the LTT organizers, took the diaspora in a direction to fund the war, to support it, which has been disastrous. On the other hand, the government, the Sinhala elite, they didn't have to let this fester for so long. They could have unilaterally gone on a political settlement throughout the war. That also didn't happen.
So what happens now? I mean, usually when you have a war and you have a clear victor, that doesn't bode well for, talks between two parties and a political solution. Do you see anything like that coming out of this?
The war was between the state and the LTT, two armed actors. But we need to think about the people. Ultimately, there can only be peace if the Tamil people, the Muslim people, they're also another minority, the upcountry Tamil people, and the Sinhalese people come together and hold the state to account and try to reform the state.
I guess the question is, does the state have the will to do that? I'm thinking of analogs to this situation, and I'm reminded of Angola, which had a long period of civil war, and Jonas Savimbi of UNITA eventually was defeated in Angola, and it was very difficult for that government to put down the enmity for the opposition who had fought for so long. What analogs around the world do you see? What lessons might be learned from other conflict zones?
You know, even from our own history in Sri Lanka, in 1994, you know, after the war had raged on for 12 years, there was a major peace effort, which the Tigers scuttled. So I think there is much energy within, and I have faith in the Sri Lankan people, in their kind of democratic ethos. We've never had a military coup in the country. We've, you know, over and over again changed governments when necessary. So I place the faith in the people that...
You think that there actually can be a democratic process and democratically brought about change?
Yes, and the democratic process is not just about elections. It's about a change of mindset within the communities, within the people, and that's the only way to go forward.
Do you think there needs to be some kind of truth and reconciliation process that just happened in South Africa before the country can move on? Or do you feel that people are ready to move on now to actually sort of sitting down at the table?
there definitely needs to be some form of reconciliation. Now, what process that would take, we don't know. But, you know, a lot of people have suffered. A lot of people have lost relatives, friends. So there definitely needs to be a process of reconciliation. And it's not just the Tamil community. Even the Muslim community has suffered immensely.
Now here in the U.S., I mean, there's obviously, you know, expats from both sides. Are you beginning to talk here now?
I think it'll take some time, but that process is important because, unfortunately, the diaspora, more than even the people there, have played a much more negative role in supporting the extremes on both sides. And we have to start with the diaspora.
Well, rather than sending money to the war effort, I would think that the diaspora can save their money and maybe go home on holiday. Is there going to be a lot more of that happening next year and the year after?
In 2002, when the peace process was initiated, that did happen. And that started to bring about at least some form of change of mindset among the younger generation. And I think, you know, that's the hope, that hopefully the younger generation who has seen this war go on for 25 years will change that.
How about you? Any trips planned?
Hopefully in the near future.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Ahilan Kadirgamir, a spokesman for the Sri Lankan Democracy Forum, a diaspora network that is pushing for a political solution in Sri Lanka, and a fellow at the Asia Society. Thanks again for coming in again this week.
Thank you.